interrupt this broadcast to bring you this important bulletin from the United Press. Flash, Washington.
We interrupt our program to bring you a special broadcast. The German news agency...
We interrupt this program to bring you a news bulletin from Washington. The White House has just announced...
Here is a news bulletin. Shots have reportedly been fired.
Here's another late development, and this news keeps coming in.
This is an NBC News hotline report.
Special report. Verdict sparks violence. National guard.
First time, we are bringing you the full story of what happened. We are giving you all the evidence based only on the secret testimony of the miserable souls who survived this terrifying ordeal. The incidents, the places. My friend, we cannot keep this a secret any longer. Can your heart stand the shocking facts of the true story of Joshua P. Warren?
From the land of the sky and to high strangers around the globe, this is Speaking of Strange with Joshua P. Warren.
And the world is becoming more and more insane every day. Welcome to the program that gives you breaking news and insight regarding the paranormal and downright weird, where the unusual becomes usual, and we don't just discuss it. We go in the field to investigate. Hey, listen to this story from USA Today. Headline is, Iowa grants gun permits to the blind. Some law enforcement officials and lawmakers are scratching their heads. Sure enough, Iowa is granting permits to acquire or carry guns in public to people who are legally or completely blind. The quandary centers squarely on public safety. They say that sheriffs in three counties at least say they have granted permits to residents with severe visual impairments. One sheriff, Sheriff Wethington of Cedar County, has a legally blind daughter who plans to obtain a permit to carry a concealed weapon when she turns 21 in about 2 years. And he demonstrated how he would train blind people. He says, quote, if sheriffs spent more time trying to keep guns out of criminals' hands and not people with disabilities, their time would be more productive, end quote. He said that as he and his daughter took turns practice shooting a semi-automatic handgun. The Gun Control Act of 1968 and other federal laws do not prohibit blind people from owning guns, but unlike Iowa, some states have laws that spell out whether visually impaired people can obtain weapon permits. So all I can tell you is we've heard speak softly and carry a big stick. Well, if you're in Iowa around blind people, you'd better speak very softly. We have all kinds of interesting stories for you this evening. You've picked a great evening to tune in to this program, I promise you. I'm your host, Joshua P. Warren, author of books like Haunted Asheville, How to Hunt Ghosts, and The Secret Wisdom of Kukulcan. I'm founder and president of Lemur Paranormal Investigations. My producer and engineer is Mr. Sam the Animal Steel. How's it hanging, Sam?
Hanging well. Am I incorrect? I thought that there was a extraordinaire in there somewhere. Is there not? My producer, Sam, extraordinaire.
Sam the Animal Extraordinaire.
Close enough.
I don't know. That's a little wordy, but...
How goes it closer to the equator?
You know, everything is going very well here. As a matter of fact, yesterday I had one of the most interesting and exciting days of my life. And I cannot wait to tell you all about it. And I know that you are there in the studio with a woman who fully appreciates adventure and exploration like the kind that I'm doing here in the Bermuda Triangle. Investigator Shelley Wright of Wright's Coin Shop. How's it hanging for you, Shelley?
Let's just say things are going well. They are. Things are getting warmer here. And I'm wanting to go and explore and have adventures, and you're all the way in Puerto Rico.
Well, you know, Shelley, it was last year when you came down to do your West Coast investigation of Puerto Rico, and one of the places that you got to see was the extraterrestrial highway.
Yeah.
And you know, I tell people sometimes on the show, hey, I'm Joshua Warren, hitchhiking the extraterrestrial highway. That's not just a figure of speech.
Oh, it exists. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it's a real place. It's about if I get in my car, I can drive there in approximately 8 to 10 minutes. So that's how close it is to me. And it is actually called Route 303, but there is a sign there, an official sign that was put there by the city of Lajas, designating it as the Ruta Extraterrestrial, the extraterrestrial highway. It has a little flying saucer on it. And the reason that sign exists is that in May of 1997, there was a UFO crash that took place right there near that sign. And, you know, what's funny is that everybody's heard about the UFO crash of 1947 in Roswell. And that place has been picked over and cleaned over like you wouldn't believe. You know, I was in Roswell myself about 10 years ago. But very few people, relatively speaking, have any idea that this major UFO crashed here in Puerto Rico in 1997, almost 18 years ago. And the place where the incident occurred is on a mountaintop that is private property. And therefore, you know, it's restricted, and they have not allowed people to go up there for years. And I, with the help of some friends here, was able to meet the man who owns the property, who actually saw the UFO crash. And he, after a long discussion, gave me permission to actually take a bunch of equipment and go hiking up this mountain to this crash site. And I did this yesterday. I got up early in the morning, had a long day. Yes, I'm a little sunburned, but it was well worth it. And not only did I find some interesting things, I found some physical evidence that I was able to bring back with me so that I can study these things. And then eventually they will end up in the Asheville Mystery Museum. Coming up hour two of the show tonight, I'm going to tell all of you the complete story. I'm going to tell you exactly what happened here in 1997. I'm going to tell you about my investigation yesterday and what I found. And then I'm going to tell you some other interesting things that will sort of put the whole episode and in a new light that will allow you to appreciate it from a new perspective. So hour number two tonight, you've got to all stick around to hear this. And, of course, you know, guys, I announced last week that this July, July 19th of 2015, I am hosting the big 8-hour Wishing Machine Extravaganza in Asheville, North Carolina. And, of course, that starts with the Wishing Machine Workshop, and then we go and have a private cocktail party, and then everybody goes on a ghost tour downtown, and then finally we're going to end up at the Asheville Mystery Museum. So I've been saying that when everybody goes to the museum, I'm going to have some cool new exhibits on display for you to see, and I am certainly living up to that promise because it is fully my intention that one of the things you will be able to see when you go to the Mystery Museum will be some of the physical evidence that I have collected at this UFO crash site. And if you want to get a ticket now to be a part of this big extravaganza, You better buy it now, okay? Tickets have been selling all the past week, and this event will sell out. And, of course, as you get closer to the date, guess what may happen to any tickets that are available? Price goes up. It costs $99 for all of that. Go right now to joshuapwarren.com. There is no period after the P, joshuapwarren.com, and you'll find a link there to the event, or you can go to wishingmachineproject.com, and when you do that, you can find a link to the workshop as well. So those are two ways you can go and get the information. So how exciting is that, Miss Wright, as a person who has been at the extraterrestrial highway, who has heard about the crash that occurred? You know especially how big of a deal it is for me to get to go there and check this out.
It is a very, very big deal. We got as far as the sign. So
yeah,
this is a huge deal.
And even the sign is behind the fence. And then there's a locked gate there next to it that says private property. And you have to go through that gate. Up a long driveway, and there is the home where the man lives who owns the property where the incident took place. So, yeah, it's, and of course, if you can imagine, he got so overwhelmed by attention from people in Puerto Rico when it first happened that it was problematic. That's why, you know, he does not allow people to come on his property. People are trying to sneak on it and that, all that kind of stuff. So you'll hear all about that, hour number two of the show tonight. Additionally, I'm going to tell you about a new UFO sighting that just happened days ago. And this sighting took place, let's see, it was very close to Asheville. This was, okay, a man in South Carolina saw a UFO while he was driving sort of between South Carolina and North Carolina. I've got his report here. We're going to get into that. I also have a little update for you on the Brown Mountain Lights. I know we talked some about that before, and so we'll dig back into that. And I know soon we're coming up on a break, and we have plenty of strange stories that we're going to dig into tonight. But first off, let me just go ahead and ask you, Sam the Animal Steel, you, sir, are an expert when it comes to a lot of the mischievous things the kids are into.
The kids, yes.
Yeah. Are you familiar with a new drug called Flaca?
I am not. I can maybe it's just called something different. I don't know. But tell me about it. I would like to know.
Well, it's spelled F-L-A-K-K-A, and when we come back from this break, I will explain more about this. Here's what really frightens me. This new drug is making a big appearance in our favorite state, and for those of you who don't know what that is, you'll learn when we come back. And you might recall that not so long ago, people were taking various substances called bath salts and transforming into flesh-eating zombies, and they were jumping on people and chewing their faces off and that kind of thing. Now this new thing called Flaca supposedly makes the flesh-eating zombies look like kindergartners. This is supposed to be way, way worse. Oh, April just gets better and better, doesn't it? I'm Joshua P. Warren. You're listening to Speaking of Strange, presented by Wright's Coin Shop, and we'll be right back. Broadcasting from the heart of the Blue Ridge Mountains and hosting from the center of the Bermuda Triangle in Puerto Rico, hitchhiking the ET Highway. I'm Joshua P. Warren, the Wizard of Weird, and this is Speaking of Strange, brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop. And you may and certainly should call Wright's Coin Shop at 828-298-5402, 828-298-5402. Yes, it is tax time. Hopefully all of you have that in order. It can be very stressful. There are plenty of you with bills to pay. But, you know, the nice thing is when you take a little bit of that money that is in your wallet, that paper money, and you convert it into gold and silver, into something that's real, that has intrinsic value, and you just stock it away in a nice, safe, quiet place, little by little, eventually a day will come when you realize you have a treasure chest. And that's a very nice, comfortable feeling. It makes you feel very confident, and it's a lot better than putting your money in stocks and bonds and 401ks and things that really don't make a lot of sense, especially by the time all the brokers come in and take their fees and percentages. And at the end of the day, nobody understands what makes the economy work, because it's just based upon a bunch of mental hogwash, really. So it's good to have something that has always been valuable and always will be. Welcome back to the show. Now, mind you, if you go to speakingofstrange.com, you'll find a live chat during the show, regular updates on weird news around the world, more information on topics discussed, and links to the official Haunted Asheville Ghost Tour. We also have ghost hunts happening right now. That's really picking up now that it's springtime. All that kind of stuff, and a link to Wright's at speakingofstrange.com. So, yes, I'm sure you all remember the enormous attention that the bath salt thing got, and all the horrible things that were taking place with the zombies roaming the streets. And now, well, there's a new substance making headlines. We have a story from, yes, our favorite state of freaky Florida. And it's a story, this one is presented by CBS News. So, hey, how's that for highfalutin content? It's about FLAKA, F-L-A-K-K-A. It's called Florida's Dangerous New Drug Trend. Police are saying it makes bath salts seem tame. Police in South Florida have seen a growing number of cases of bizarre and uncontrollable behavior linked to this street drug called FLAKA, one of the newer chemicals in the booming category of synthetic or designer drugs. In Fort Lauderdale last month, a man tried to break down the front door of a local police precinct. Now, let me repeat that, okay? Tried to break down the front door of a local police precinct and told police officers he was high on FLAKA. A few weeks later, another man who said he had just smoked FLAKA impaled himself while trying to scale a fence around the police station. In Lake Worth, a city in Palm Beach County, a man armed with a gun and naked stood on a rooftop and announced, quote, "I feel delusional! I am hallucinating!" end quote. He told authorities he had smoked FLAKA with an e-cigarette. They say this new designer drug can be snorted, smoked, injected, or swallowed. It may also be combined with things like marijuana. They say it's the same class of chemical that's used to make so-called bath salts. They say that's, of course, the drug found to be behind a number of alarming incidents, including the case of a man in Miami who allegedly chewed another man's face off.
It wasn't allegedly. There was a face chewing.
I'm just reading what the professionals at CBS have written here, Sam.
Morally safer?
but now listen to this. They are claiming that this stuff is 10 times stronger than those bath salts.
Well, here's the problem. This is like, you know, it goes to a deeper problem. The reason people take these type of drugs is because they want to get messed up. They want to get out of reality. They want to avoid, you know, like, I got bills I got to pay. You don't want to think about that, but they got a drug test, and it's like you got bills, your workplace is like, well, you got to pee in this cup, and if you fail, we're going to fire you. Well, these new drugs that aren't technically illegal because they're molecularly similar but not the same as, you know, illegal drugs, they don't show up on those tox screens. And but the problem is that each time the DEA makes, like this one's illegal, like bath salts are now, you used to be able to buy them in the gas station. You used to be able to buy ephedrine in the gas station, you know, it used to make crystal meth. Well, this one isn't illegal yet because it's like one molecule different. And but that one molecule could be like a big difference, you know what I'm saying? And nobody right. knows what these things are because they're human guinea pigs in a way. It's like, and in China, they've just got, you know, scientists on the ready, like, okay, go ahead, you know, it'll make the next 30 illegal. We got 50 waiting after that, you know, because there's lots of money to be made and people want to escape reality. So if the drugs that you know how they're going to affect you were legal in the first place, that's a much deeper issue.
Now, Shelley, you've taken Flaker, right?
She's on it right now. It's insane in here.
No.
But you do know what it looks like, I understand.
Well, I did find some pictures. One looked like the little crunchies that you see in your sushi rolls. But then I saw another picture, and it kind of looks like sea salt. Another one looks like kind of like dandruff if you magnify it a million times. Yeah, many different looks to this thing.
Josh, by the way, what's that sound?
I was going to say, if you get a chance, look up, if you want to see the worst thing you've ever seen when it comes to these type of things, crocodile, K-R-O-K-I-D-I-L. Mm-hmm. There has been one or a handful of cases reported in the United States. It's mostly like in the Ukraine, places where, you know, it's kind of bleak. And it's like really cheap version of heroin. Like, how are we going to, like, MacGyver some heroin together? Well, I've got some eye drops. I've got some, like, battery acid. And what it does, they call it crocodile because it starts changing your skin to scales.
Ew.
So you get, like, a crocodile scale type thing, and it eats your flesh off of the bone, but they continually shoot into the open wound. And you just Google it and look at the first images that pop up. And
ew, I gotta see that.
It's pretty gnarly. Go
how,
ahead.
How
I'm
do you
sorry.
Spell it? I'm sorry.
K-R-O-K-I-D-I-L.
K-R-O-K-I-D-I-L.
Now,
there it is.
At this moment, I'm actually glad we are doing a radio show instead of a TV show.
Did you see it?
I don't think I want to see that right now. But,
I gotta see it. Yeah.
So continue. I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, I just wanted, you know, to mention that this name Flaka, again, it's spelled F-L-A-K-K-A. Interesting, Shelley, that you say it may look like dandruff flakes. But they say here in this story that Flaka is also a Hispanic colloquial word that means, quote, a beautiful, elegant woman who charms all she meets, end quote. So if that's the reference, and it's from the Hispanic, well, and, you know, that I guess it would be called flaca in that case because the A's are pronounced as ah. So.
Oh, my God. Waka flaca flame.
Yeah.
Oh.
And that's, she's also referenced here. It says it may be associated with waka flaca flame. And, you know, I have never heard of waka flaca flame.
It's a guy. It's a guy. But
Really? Well, I've just proved I've never heard. Well, who is waka flaca flame?
He's a rapper.
Okay.
I'm surprised that we don't have it on some rejoiner music with the eccentricity of the playlist.
Yeah. My
Shelley has officially
gosh, yeah, I found the pictures. Picture. Oh yeah. My God. Oh my. It looks like zombie flesh.
There's bone exposed. It's bad stuff.
It's really bad. I see bones, I see open gaping wounds, I see some that look like they still are the color of blood. I see some that look very wounds that are gangrenous. And, this is
all right,
really
well, we're coming up on a break here. Before we go, I want to tell you, when we come back, I have a story I'm going to read you about what recently happened to a group of ghost hunters. They were at a haunted manor in England, and something truly scary happened to them and something that is a lot more tangible than your average ghost. I'm Joshua P. Warren. This is the program where the unusual becomes usual. It's brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop, and you'll have a lot more to think about when we return here on Speaking of Strange. Strangers around the globe. I'm your host, Joshua P. Warren, and this is Speaking of Strange, presented by Wright's Coin Shop. You can call Wright's Coin Shop at 828-298-5402. There is a link for you at speakingofstrange.com. Also there at speakingofstrange.com, you'll find information about the Sunshine Simple solar generator for the home. And I mentioned that I recently shot a new video and posted it on the website there at sunshinesimple.com, addressing some of the questions and some of the more recent developments related to the Sunshine Simple generator after 5 years of development. And, you know, if you go there to sunshinesimple.com, watch the videos, learn about the Sunshine Simple generator and how it can make your life so much better. If you read over it and you still have questions and you say, you know, here is what I have in my house that I would like to power, I wonder if this thing can do it, you can just email us there. There are email addresses on the site. Tell us what you want to run and we'll get back with you. We'll be very honest with you. We'll tell you whether or not what you want to run can be accomplished with the generator. I'll also tell you that there are other generators out there on the marketplace that may look like ours, and they're not as powerful. That's because the Sunshine Simple has been ripped off. They say that it's a form of flattery, but the truth is it's not very helpful for you if you have your hard-earned cash and you're spending it and you're thinking that you're getting something that is as powerful as our generator because it looks like it, and you get screwed is what happens. So just remember that, and if you go to sunshinesimple.com, you'll understand why we guarantee it's the world's most powerful solar generator for the lowest price, period. I also want to tell you guys before we get to the story about what happened to some ghost hunters, it's pretty interesting here, that on next week's show, I'm excited that I'm finally going to be able to talk about something that I've had to keep under wraps since last summer. I have a new book coming out, and this is it's a major book. As a matter of fact, it is connected to the release of the new Star Wars movie that comes out this year. And I just got word from the publishers today that if all goes well, I'll be able to finally tell everybody about it on next week's show. And, you know, it's funny, I guess it was August of last year when I came up with the idea, the grandiose idea for this book. And I wrote a sample chapter and a proposal and sent it to my agent, and boom, very quickly I had a book deal with a major publisher. But now I realize, oh, man, now I got to write the book. You know, fortunately, when you're at my point and you've published as many books as I have, sometimes you can sell a book before you've written it. So a lot of the time that I've had to take away over the past year from the radio show and whatnot has been so I could work on this very important book. So next week, hopefully, if all goes well, all of you will finally get to hear about this new book, and I'm very, very much looking forward to talking about it. That said, here's a story from the UK. A group of ghost hunters thought they had struck paranormal gold at a renowned haunted house when they heard clanging sounds and then literally started seeing sparks flying, only to discover that chainsaw-wielding thieves were cutting a drain cover off of a stolen trailer. They say these ghost hunters were on the grounds of the Chambercombe Manor. Now, this is a place that was featured on a television show called Most Haunted. It was featured in 2006. And these ghost hunters are wandering around this famous site around midnight, just with their flashlights. And that's when they heard clanging coming down the lane. Now, imagine how scary that must have been when suddenly they saw the sparks. At first, they actually thought maybe they were being tricked. It says here, a couple of the braver ones got closer and saw one of the thieves using a chainsaw to cut up a metal drain grill, which the trailer that they wanted to steal had been padlocked to, end quote. But they say, ironically, it was the thieves who got spooked when they realized that the ghost hunters were there, and they all fled and left their material behind. So it's always interesting to me when some type of a legitimate news story comes from a ghost hunt. And sometimes that's really bad. I mean, for example, there are stories about somebody dying because they step on a rotten board in an old house, or somebody getting hit by a train and killed. You know, that kind of thing happens because people go out and they're reckless and they're looking for ghosts and spooky things in hazardous places. But then once in a while you get something like this where the ghost hunters are kind of the heroes of the day. You know, they're like the Scooby-Doo gang. They went in there and they actually prevented a crime or from being fulfilled. We'll put it that way. Here's another story. This is from Russia. They say a plane passenger is in big trouble there because they suspected something was odd. She might have been smuggling. Her behavior was a bit off kilter. And so they searched her, and they say the customs there seized 55 snakes, 35 lizards, 7 turtles, 6 lemurs, and 2 monkeys, all stuffed into her suitcase. They say 2 baby crocodiles actually died en route from Jakarta to Moscow, but a suspected leopard was also among the frightened survivors after the 6,515-mile ordeal. These hungry and exhausted animals were discovered there by the customs officials. It says, quote, the animals were packed into tiny cages and plastic boxes, and each snake was in a small bag made of cloth. They're trying to identify the origin of each one of these things. It says that they suspect that one of these creatures may be certainly extraordinary. They say there is, quote, an amazingly beautiful kitten
with bright green eyes and stripes, end quote. They think this might be a leopard cub, which is a species listed in the Red Book of Endangered Animals. And they say, hey, if that's one of those leopards, well, then she's going to face even more time in jail. They think that this woman had bought those animals for around $200 in U.S. money in a market in Indonesia for future breeding. And they say a lot of times Russia sees people smuggling animals in like this for the private zoos of wealthy people. So pretty amazing and sad that this woman would pack all those things into a suitcase. It seems impossible, but hey, smugglers are, they're always pulling off the impossible, aren't they? They're like magicians. Every time you read a smuggling story, it's always about how much stuff they can cram into a space. And we all know that sometimes those spaces are more unpleasant than others.
I mean, I feel bad like when it involves animals. You know, like I don't want to think about a little monkey being shoved up a colon or something for a long flight.
Neither do I.
Stop fantasizing, Sam. When have you read that in the news?
I'm sorry, I must have misunderstood what you were talking about.
I'm sure it's been done.
No, I just feel bad about, you know, like animals. I think that speaks awfully to how we consider human life. You know, it's like, you know, humans, but God forbid I see that Sarah McLachlan dog abuse commercial.
Oh, I hate like, that thing. I won't let my cats watch it.
But, like, you know, you see somebody sleeping on the street in the cold, you're like, yeah, they'll be all right. I don't know.
Yeah, well, it's true. I don't enjoy that type of sadness. It's just like I remember when I was a kid, I didn't like watching some of these like Benji movies and stuff like that, because there was something sad always happening.
Do you remember the made-for-TV movie? It was like a rip-off Benji. It was called Skeezer. Do you remember Skeezer?
That does not sound familiar.
I got it on VHS. It's all good.
Does your VHS tape still work, Sam?
Well, the tapes work fine. It's the players that aren't so reliable these days.
I used to have a ton of VHS tapes, and most of them just seemed to fall apart. You know, the image was gone after.
The Steele family's got a solid VHS library. Going back to the original Police Squad on CBS 82-83. What?
All right, well, we're going to take a break. You may have heard, everybody, that, you know, one of the chief NASA scientists just came out a few days ago and said that she believes within 10 years that they're going to find alien life. Okay, I don't know. I mean, they're just, who knows what all she's incorporating into that. Well, when we come back, I've got a story for you saying that, sure enough, for the first time, astronomers have found the building blocks of life in a distant early star system, and some Japanese scientists have had some success following through on the work of Nikola Tesla. I'm Joshua P. Warren. Tonight's show is brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop, 828-298-5402. And speaking of strange, we'll be right back. the final minutes of hour number one on tonight's Speaking of Strange. And, hey, Sam the Animal, you're a bass guitarist. You should play that sometime. Huh? You'd do well with that piece, wouldn't you?
I could play it. I could do that.
That's a good bass guitar piece. Hey, folks, tonight's show is brought to you by Wright's Coin Shop, 828-298-5402. Always want to make sure that you understand that, because when you go to Wright's Coin Shop, you're not only doing them a favor, but you're also supporting the show and keeping us on the air. Every time you go to Wright's Coin Shop, every time you go to our websites and buy something, you're keeping us on the air, because this show is not a public service. It's not a charity. We do have bills to pay. So thank you for supporting our sponsors. And keep in mind also now, we're going to take our next break, but when we come back, it'll be hour two. And that hour, I have a very special story for all of you, because I just came back from an actual field investigation here in Puerto Rico. I was able to get up early in the morning and spend all day hiking up to a piece of property where a UFO crashed in 1997. This was a major incident, and it's restricted land. So I am extremely fortunate that I was able to go to this crash site, and I did collect some physical evidence that I'm going to be telling you all about, and some other goodies I have in store for you as well. That's all coming up hour number two, so be sure to stick around for that. Here are some news stories that I mentioned. It says here, for starters, scientists in Japan have successfully transmitted energy wirelessly through the air, proving that Nikola Tesla was indeed onto something big. Well, I've known that for a long time. It says here, for years, debates have raged about whether or not meaningful, useful power could be transferred through the air. And even though it's been done on a small scale, it never really had any major mainstream success until now. These scientists say they were able to deliver electricity to a specific target 55 meters away. So here we are in the U.S., so a meter is approximately 3 feet. So what are we talking about? Somewhere between 150 and 200 feet. That's a good distance.
Is this similar to like a Bluetooth charging type thing? Or is that the small scale that you speak of?
No, that would be the small scale. As far as I understand, because they are saying right here, quote, "This was the first time anyone has managed to send a high output of nearly 2 kilowatts of electric power via microwaves to a small target using delicate directivity to control the device." So let me give everybody a reference. News Radio 570, the station from which we are transmitting right now, is broadcasting 5,000 watts. And so these guys were able to send 2,000 watts, almost half the power that the radio station is broadcasting, but they were directing it to a specific device and converting it to mechanical power. And it says here, they are looking into space-based power generation, transmission facilities, and that sort of thing. So, yes, obviously, you know, there are a lot of implications. But will this make it into anything commercial? I kind of doubt it. The challenge has always been overcoming the guys who have all the money invested in the current grid infrastructure.
Well, the reason I asked was I saw something on IKEA the other day, and it was like an ottoman that charged your iPhone. And you could just put your phone on. I mean, technically, it is wireless, but, I mean, your phone can sit on there, but it doesn't have to be plugged into anything, and it charges it just by sitting on the ottoman, I believe. And they have end tables like that.
I'm casting pearls before swine here, aren't I, Sam? Like, you're not understanding the majesty.
No,
you and your ottoman, your cell phone charging ottoman.
I have a Nikola Tesla T-shirt. Do you? Do you?
I have a Tesla coil.
Okay.
Okay, now here's a story also. It says, for the first time, astronomers have found the building blocks of life in a distant early star system. Scientists detected the complex organic molecules in a disk of gas and dust around a star 455 light years away, where planets are likely to be forming. And they say this is a boost for finding alien organisms and suggest the conditions that spawn life on Earth are not unique to our solar system. They go on and on saying, hey, perfect conditions, everything's great. This is one of the reasons, I'm sure, that NASA scientist recently came out and boldly said, look, guys, we're 10 years away from finding some kind of alien life form. Okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back, speaking of alien life forms, well, maybe they're a lot closer than we think. Maybe they're all around us, and some of them are not the best drivers. Yes, they might even occasionally crash here. I will explain when we return. It's the show where the unusual becomes usual, presented to you by Wright's Coin Shop. Go to WrightsCoinShop.com or call 828-298-5402, and you'll hear about my big adventure when we come back here on Speaking of Strange.